Well, you're a balanced life. You also have a very good health. So you look out for your health, your nutrition, your emotional intelligence, your intellect, where you learn. So you gotta have a balanced life. It's very, very important. A lot of people get this wrong. They focus on one thing more than the other. And then when they look back, and I can assure you with all my experience that if one of the aspects of your life is not doing well, you're just not going to feel successful. You gotta have a balance. And these are the things that you can potentially focus on to really feel successful in the first place. The first is your spiritual health, your spiritual health. The second is your emotional health. The third is your intellectual health. The fourth is your physical health. Or in fact, you can put the physical health as the first one. It doesn't really matter. But your physical health. And then your social. So you gotta have a social circle that you can enjoy with. And then comes down to your identity and your money, so your financial health. And if you get all these right in a balanced way, you'll feel successful. Otherwise, you will just not feel successful. And I have been through that point where I've worked so hard that I've burnt myself out. And it doesn't feel successful, even though there's more money coming in. But you're burnt out, and there's absolutely no way you are going to feel successful. So, making sure that you balance between your physical health, so your workout, your nutrition, and the second is your spiritual health. The third is your emotional, social, emotional health. The fifth is your intellectual health, and so on and so forth. And then comes down, remember, money is only a very small factor, even though it feels like much bigger because we work towards it a lot more. But it's actually a very, very small factor. You got to get the balance right to be able to feel successful. Like I said, I've been through a point where, made a lot of money, but I was feeling burnt out. And that is not a good feeling. I can assure you that. It just not just it's not a good feeling, but it doesn't make you feel successful. You just don't feel successful. Remember, success is a feeling. You gotta feel successful to be able to become successful in the first place. But once you get this balance right, you are going to feel successful a lot more. If you have any questions, you can ask in the chat box. We can't have everyone unmuted. It'll just create a lot of noise. So ask your questions in the chat box. We'd be more than happy to answer them for you. Feel free to network. You will have literally 700 plus people coming in and out in the next 3 days. So don't hesitate to network, share about yourself, share about your journey. What are the challenges you're facing? Whereabouts are you? What kind of strategy are you focused on? And like I said, when I see those questions in the chat box, I will be asking the speakers about those questions. Or maybe if I can answer them myself, I'd be more than happy to answer them and deal with them myself. But let me share with you a little bit about my journey. I came, like I said, as an immigrant back in 2000. So this has been 22 years. I literally came with £300. For the first 2 years, I went through about 20 jobs in and out where I just wouldn't stay with anyone because I just wouldn't enjoy, and got to a point where I realized that I just don't like working for anyone in the first place. And I had literally no choice to be able to find a way to become self-employed, to be able to make things work for me. So the first 2 years went in and out of many jobs, eventually stayed at one job for like a year and a half, minimum wage jobs, basically. And at that point, it was, I think, 2003 or 4 when I became self-employed. I started my own small taxi company. And I grew that taxi company into a chauffeur company, eventually, like a luxury car company. We built it to a team of 47 drivers. And we sold that company. I built that company from scratch to a team of 47. And we sold that company back in 2014. A part of that we kept, which we sold back in 2016. But while I was doing that, I was investing a little bit in property as well. So I started investing. I bought my first property back in 2003. bought another one in 2007 and so on and so forth. This journey still continues. Now we have quite a few properties. We run hotels as well. But I went through a point where literally I was suicidal. I was actually suicidal at one point. And that's because just nothing in my life was actually working. Nothing in my life was really working. You know, I was struggling emotionally. I was struggling financially. Literally nothing was working. And this was in my mid-20s, about 16, 17 years ago. And that was the point I actually decided to focus on my emotional and intellectual growth. I said, there's got to be a way. I mean, how come someone starts a business, becomes really successful, while the other one really struggles? There's got to be a reason for that. And I remember picking up my first book ever to read back in 2005. And since then, I've not stopped. I read a book a week, and that has helped us grow our businesses and our portfolio massively. So if you were to take one thing away from today's session, is make sure you read. And I'm not talking about fiction stuff. I'm talking about personal and professional development. I'm talking about reading biographies or autobiographies of really successful people. What you're going to learn from them is, it's almost like someone has been through a life experience and they now put everything into a small book and they're now sharing that with you. And I don't see anything more amazing than that when they put it. And then you go and read and you get all that experience and knowledge and wisdom into you, and you now become that person who can attract success. Now, see, I said attract success. Success is not something that you push. It's not something that you push towards. It's something that you attract by becoming the person, okay? And the only way to be able to become that person is attend events like these, where lots of people are sharing their knowledge, and you can become that person in that journey, as well as by taking trainings, mentorings. I mean, I the time to be able to grow our business. And it's not just our business, but it's our personal development as well. Like I said, you can become professionally very successful. And I've worked with chairmen of listed companies, and I can show you they don't feel successful. It's because many of them have done lots of professional development, but they've not done personal development, which means psychologically, they do not have a balance in their life, which leads to actually feeling unsuccessful. I actually have worked with seven chairmen of listed companies. These people are billionaires. And I can assure you, most of them do not feel successful. Imagine you've got £1 billion, and that's a money beyond, for example, the use, or you can do anything with it, right? There's nothing you can do with that kind of money unless you want to go and buy Twitter or whatever, right? But that kind of money you can't spend. But imagine sitting on that kind of money or that kind of valuation of your business and not feeling successful. Not feeling successful. And I can assure you, literally, I know people like that who do not feel successful. That's because they're focused a lot more on their professional development, but just none on their personal development. So it's very, very important to have a balance of your personal and professional health. I always call it health. That's because if you have a very psychologically, emotionally balanced mind, not a lot will disturb you. Not a lot will put stress on you. If you have done a lot of professional development and you're intellectually smart, you'd be able to take very fast, very quick decisions and very, really smart decisions. Not one thing that I shared right at the start of the session was that, you know, it's very easy to feel burnt out because you do a lot, you push hard, you want to make more money, you want to spend more time with family. So you feel burnt out. But if you have done your personal and professional development, if you have got this balance inside you, you would work really, really smart, and you still have time to spend with your family and your loved ones and your friends and the things that you actually enjoy. Another thing that I always share with everyone is that hard work doesn't work. You know, with all due respect to the likes of Gary Vee, who's talking about hustle and working 18 hours a day, I just do not see how anyone can work 18 hours a day and feel successful, irrespective of the money you make. Because if you're not spending that money to enjoy or to spend time with your loved ones or to be able to, like I said, enjoy your life and be on vacations and so on and so forth, how can you actually feel successful? You can't. It's just psych. It's logically not possible to feel successful if you are not spending time with your loved ones. If you're not spending time on yourself, looking after your health, if you're working 18 hours a day, tell me, where do you have time to look after your health and nutrition? And if you're suffering with your health, no amount of money is going to make you feel successful. So the likes of Gary Vee, and even though I've learned something from this guy, with all due respect, there's no way hustle is ever going to make you feel successful, or you will ever do anything with hustle. Just hustle doesn't work. What works is working very, very smart and very, very intelligent. Okay? What if you are, for example, exchanging time for money? That is not a very smart way of working, right? You could be a professional. You could be an engineer, a doctor, a scientist, but you're still exchanging time for money. And there's nothing wrong with that when you're starting out, but that's not a very smart way of working, because irrespective of the hourly rate or daily rate you might be on, there is a ceiling limit to that kind of money coming in. And there's no way you're ever going to be really, really wealthy unless you're lucky to invest your money in some smart vehicles and eventually become that. But we are talking about the rule and not the exception. So that's not a really smart way of working. You know, I've seen solicitors and I've seen doctors and lawyers, and they make some really good money. Scientists, engineers, they make some really good money. But none of them actually, when you look back, become really wealthy. They only live a really good life, and you know, they have money around, but they don't actually ever become what I call real wealth, where I'm talking about 100 million plus. I remember I met a CEO of a very large company once. He was actually a client of ours. And he said that he was actually worth quite a lot of money. He was, you know, close to a billion. And he said to me, he said, you know, the day you reach 100 million in your account, or for that matter, the valuation of your business, everything else beyond that are just numbers, basically, because you can't do anything with more than 100 million. There's only a certain amount of money you can invest into buying a house. There's only a certain amount of money you can invest into buying a car, or, you know, holiday home or whatever. And then, you know, there's only a certain kind of restaurants you can go to, or certain kind of holidays you can go to. There's absolutely no way you need more than 100 million. So anything beyond 100 million is just numbers in your account, or just value of your shares and nothing more. So the target for me, from that learning of a CEO of a listed company, very, very wise, into his mid-50s, always has remained with me, that the target is, let's say, 100 million. Anything beyond that is maybe a cherry on the cake, but we don't necessarily, as humans, need that kind of money. If your aim is to make more money than that, you know, be my guest, not a problem. What I'm saying is, you actually physically don't need any more money than 100 billion, but that needs to be a good target. That's a good target. And I don't believe that's a very difficult target to achieve in a lifetime. You can't do it in 5 years. You can't, maybe you may, if you're lucky, do it in 10 years, but it does take a lifetime to be able to get to a target like that, unless you're lucky like the likes of Mark Zuckerberg. Obviously, he's very talented, but there's a bit of luck there as well. But reaching 100 million is a good target, and that is a very safe position to be in. So how do we actually build a 100 million pound worth of portfolio? Let's say we are in the context of property, even though we have speakers who are going to talk beyond property, where there's loads of learning we can take from that and apply it in property business as well. But we are talking in the context of properties. But how do you create a portfolio worth 100 million? Or for that matter, maybe a cash flow of 5 or 10 million. That is a very good position to be in, because then getting to 100 million wouldn't be very difficult, or wouldn't be that far either. But how do you get to that kind of level of cash flow? We're going to talk about capital growth, cash flow, and somewhere in the middle, hybrid ground as well, going in the next 3 days. But how do you get to a point where you have 1 million, 4, 5, 10 million worth of cash flow? And or be able to build that kind of portfolio, which will bring in the cash This is something that you are going to learn from the next 3 days. Like I said, we have nearly, I think, 700 plus tickets sold for this event. So we can have loads of people coming in and out of these sessions, and that's absolutely fine. But that's what we're going to learn, you know, how to build a portfolio. So raise your hand if you want to learn, really, really want to learn how to build a 100 million pound portfolio and or create enough cash flow to get to a point where you'll reach 100 million wealth. Raise your hand if you want to get to that point in your life. And I am the first one who is working towards that goal. Fantastic. Keep your hands up, keep your motivation up, because that's how you will make it. You know, one thing I learned a long time ago is you'd wake up every day and the only way you're going to be able to make it to that point is by saying to yourself, I'm going to make it. Today is going to be a good day. And even though these are positive, you know, it's almost like you remind yourself, but these actually play a good part, because you are going to have really bad days. You are going to have difficult days, and you got to keep telling yourself that I am going to make it. I am going to hit that target, and I'll do whatever it takes by keeping a balanced life. Because remember, if you just focus on money, you are going to feel unsuccessful. And I'm sharing that with experience. So just do not just focus on money. It's got to be a balance, but find a smart way of working, which is not exchanging time for money, but working way around that, finding creative ways to create wealth around you. Now, I'm actually going to announce today's speaker. I remember interviewing him, and I was amazed at the wisdom, you know, he brings on the table and the knowledge he brings on the table. He leads Equa Academy with his partner. We have Mark Stokes, and we have his partner, Nigel Green, with him as well. And like I said, I was actually blown away with the knowledge and the wisdom they bring on the table. They are full-time developers. They've been developing multi-million pound portfolios. So please help me welcome Mark Stokes and Nigel Green.